Good morning, I'm Andy Mack.
Hello, Andy.
Well, listen to that voice.
It's Richard Sturman speaking, yes.
Can only be Richard. How are you?
Well, I guess you're right about that.
So I'm delighted that you are able to take a little time to chat with us here, where you are coming to the Colonial Theater in Keene Friday night.
Yeah, I believe that's March the 8th, I think, if I have that correct.
That is. So
yes, okay.
You and the boys have been together for a long time, since 72, and I understand you had a rather interesting gig going back then with a fellow referred to often as the King.
Well, you're right about that. You know, for about 2 years prior to joining the Oak Ridge Boys, I sang in a group called J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. And for about a year and a half of that time, I actually sang with the King. I sang with Elvis, the King of Rock and Roll. And, you know, back then, Elvis, he was the biggest star in the world. His tour was the biggest tour in the music business. And, you know, to be a part of it was very, very exciting. You know, I had some very fond memories of the times I spent with Elvis. I got to know him just a little bit, you know, and it was really quite an experience. It really was. But, you know, an interesting thing happened while I was singing with Elvis. Here, you know, I was a part of the biggest tour in the music business, and I got a phone call one day from William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys, and he told me that the bass singer in the Oak Ridge Boys had he wanted to get off of the road, and so they were looking for a replacement. And so he said all the Oak Ridge Boys wanted to know if I would be interested in you know, joining the Oak Ridge Boys and taking that job. So here I was, you know, apparently on top of the world, but I had to make a decision. And while it was very exciting singing with Elvis, there's no question about it, I was also a big fan of the Oak Ridge Boys. I felt like the Oak Ridge Boys had a great deal of potential, and I really wanted to be a part of the group. So I made that decision, you know, to leave Elvis and to join the Oak Ridge Boys. And a lot of people back then questioned, how could you make a decision? How could you leave Elvis and join the Oak Ridge Boys? But, you know, I really believed that I was doing the right thing, and I think time has proven, you know, that I made a pretty good decision back then. You know, and that was 46, almost 47 years ago now.
Right. Yeah.
And so many great things. The last 46 or 47 years, so many great things have happened to me personally, as well as all four of the Oak Ridge Boys. We've been very blessed. We've had a great career. We really have, you know. And it probably all culminated about 3.5 years ago when we were inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. You know, that was so special. You know, and it still is very special to be a part of that. You know, Elvis is in there. You know, I never thought years ago when I was a young guy singing with Elvis that someday I would end up being in the same Hall of Fame with him.
That's
but here
right.
I am. You know, it's pretty special. It really is. You know, Johnny Cash is in there, George Jones, you know, Dolly Parton. The list goes on and on. Right. And for the Oak Ridge Boys to be there and be a part of that family is very special.
Now, speaking of the man in black, I understand that back in the day he had some advice for you.
You are absolutely correct. I really don't think that there would be an Oak Ridge Boys today if it wasn't for Johnny Cash. You know, along the way, we've had a lot of people help us. You know, and like most successful young acts, you have to have some help along the way, and we certainly did. But I think Johnny Cash probably comes at the top of that list. You know, John and his wife, his lovely wife, June Carter, you know, they both kind of took us under their wing, so to speak, and they really helped us. You know, Johnny Cash booked us on some of his shows, and he actually paid us more money than we were worth. You know, that's the kind of person he was. We always had a contracted amount that we would be paid, but he always gave us more than what the contract called for. I guess you could call it a tip, maybe, you know, but that's the kind of person he was. But, you know, more than his financial help, you know, his words of encouragement were the thing that really, really helped us, and I think propelled us on to a successful career. We were working with him in Las Vegas, and this is a great story. We were working with him in Las Vegas. We had no other dates booked, and he could tell that we were kind of discouraged. You know, our heads were kind of hanging, and we had no idea what we were going to do, how we were going to stay together. One day he called us all up one afternoon in Las Vegas. We were at the Las Vegas Hilton, and he said, "You fellas, come on up to my room. I want to talk to you guys." And so we all went to Johnny Cash's room that afternoon, and he said, "Fellas," he says, "I can tell that you're discouraged. I can tell your heads are hanging, you know." He said, "But I also can tell that there's something very special about you guys. There's magic between the four of you." He said, "If you give up," he said, "no one's ever else." He says, "I know it. You guys know it, but no one else knows it yet." He said, "So you have to find a way." He said, "What I want you to do is find a way, whatever it takes, to stay together. Do not give up. Because if you give up, you will never, ever realize your dreams." He said, "I will try to help you as much as I can." He said, "But you've got to find a way yourselves to stay together." He said, "And I promise you that if you do that, if you'll stay together, good things are going to start happening to you guys." He says, "Take my word for it." And so I remember, you know, when we walked out of Johnny Cash's room that day, we looked at each other and we said, "Wow, if Johnny Cash thinks we are going to make it, we are going to make it," you know. And to make this long story a little shorter, we did obviously find a way to stay together. And it was not that long after that when good things did start happening to the Oak Ridge Boys. We met Jim Halsey, our manager, you know, and he is still our manager today. He signed us to our first recording contract, you know, and we started having hit records. And just a few years later, we won our first CMA award for Vocal Group of the Year. And I'll never forget it. Johnny Cash was hosting that show. And when they announced our name, we ran up on stage. And instead of going to the podium to the left-hand side to accept our award, we ran to the podium to the right where Johnny Cash was standing. And we all hugged his neck. And he said, in that big booming voice of his, he said, "See, fellas, I told you so." So he was very, very instrumental in helping the Oak Ridge Boys in our early struggling days. He really was.
What provided the pivotal moment for the Oak Ridge Boys' career?
Well, you know, I think probably coming and meeting Jim Halsey, you know, mm-hmm. coming in contact with him. Jim has been our manager for well over 40 years. He is still our manager today, you know, and he's the one that started to make things happen. Back then he had the Jim Halsey Agency, which was the biggest agency in country music back then. He was booking a lot of the biggest names in country music, and he put us on some of the shows. For example, he put us together with another gentleman that was very instrumental in helping the Oak Ridge Boys, who just recently passed away, our buddy Roy Clark. He put us together with Roy Clark, and Roy put us on some of his shows. Roy taught us how to play the main showrooms in Las Vegas. He took us to the Soviet Union, and so because of Roy, a lot of good things happened to us. But I think Jim Halsey was the key, and he negotiated our first recording contract for us with it was called ABC Dot Records, which later became MCA Records. And he acquired Ron Chancey to be our producer. And Ron started finding hit songs for the Oak Ridge Boys, and we started having hit records. So I think meeting Jim Halsey was probably the major turning point.
Wow.